My guest is Rafael Cruz, father of Ted Cruz. He's the author of A Time for Action. Want to get his thoughts on a couple of different elements of the 2016 campaign for a few minutes here. Sir, let's talk about that. The first President Bush, Bush President number 41, has often said it's much harder to watch a loved one get attacked politically than to actually be the one getting attacked. What's it been like for you to watch your son take part in this very rough and tumble primary season?
Well, actually, it's the opposite of what you mentioned. As a matter of fact, both Ted and I get energized by the attacks. Get energized for the following reason. If you're not making an impact, nobody's going to attack you. They are attacking because he is making a difference and because they fear him. I mean, the reason why you see the Republican establishment so much against my son is because my son is against preserving the status quo, against what he calls the Washington cartel, corrupt career politicians in both parties. And as a matter of fact, my son, on the epilogue of my book, A Time for Action, describes that Washington cartel and how we need to just fight against that corruption and bring America again to a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, where actually politicians see themselves as servants, not as rulers.
What are you most proud of concerning his campaign?
Well, that he has conducted a campaign on absolute integrity. Unfortunately, you hear a couple of politicians talking about lies and lies and lies. But, you know, when they claim lies, it's because Ted is pointing out things in their campaign that they don't want to come to the forefront, so they deflect what Ted is saying, which is basically pointing out the truth, and they say he's lying in order to deflect from having to answer their shortcomings.
Do you ever offer him any advice politically?
Well, we talk all the time. Ted and I have a very, very close relationship, and you know, he has really been very interested in the political arena since he was 9 years old. I was very, very involved all during 1980 with an organization called the Religious Roundtable. We mobilized millions of people of faith across America to help elect whom I consider the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln, President Ronald Reagan. So when Ted was 9 years old, every day for a year, we talked around the dinner table as to why we had to get rid of this socialist progressive Jimmy Carter and replace him with a constitutional conservative like Ronald Reagan. So he got a dose of conservative politics from a Christian worldview every day for a year when he was 9 years old. But the one thing that shaped his life, other than his coming to Christ, occurred when he was 13. We introduced him to an organization called the Free Enterprise Institute. He was reading all the classics like Adam Smith and John Locke and von Mises and Hayek and Bastiat and Milton Friedman and the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers. Then this organization created a group of five kids. They called them the Constitutional Corroborators. Ted was one of those five. They hired a memory expert and taught these five kids to memorize the U.S. Constitution. During the next 4 years, my son Ted gave approximately 80 speeches on free market economics and the Constitution. Before Ted left high school, he was passionate about the Constitution. He was passionate about the Declaration, about free markets, about limited government, about the rule of law. The reason I know that my son Ted will not compromise those principles in Washington is that that passion became like fire in his bones, and that fire is as alive today as it was over 30 years ago. And I describe this in great detail in my book, A Time for Action.
A couple of quick questions before we let you go. First of all, right now, most of the state polls show Ted doing quite well, but Donald Trump leading. What do you think it will take for him to eclipse Trump and emerge as the nominee?
Well, I think what is going to happen is the body of Christ is going to rise up. Believers are coalescing around Ted Cruz. And I think when the people of God realize that we need a man of faith, a man of integrity, a man that you can trust his word, two things that you can count on Ted Cruz. Number one, he will tell you the truth. And number two, he will do exactly what he says he's going to do. He has done that 100% of the time. And so I tell people all the time, don't listen to the rhetoric. Look at the record. Don't listen to what these candidates say. Look at what they do and what they have done. I mean, if they tell you they're pro-life, but they've been promoting abortion for decades, don't believe them. If they tell you they are against amnesty, but they've been promoting amnesty for years, don't believe them. If they tell you they want to fight for the traditional family, but when the June 26th decision came out of the Supreme Court, they said, and as a matter of fact, everyone on that stage, except Ted Cruz, said, it's the law of the land. Let's move on. Ted was the only one that said, no, it's not the law of the land. This is an unconstitutional, unlawful decision. And five justices had no right to impose their will upon 320 million Americans. The difference is my son stands on principle. He's a man of integrity, a man of truth, a man that America can be totally confident that will fight for the welfare of every American and will protect us and defend us as the Constitution tells us they swear. When he takes the oath of office, it says that he will swear to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. He will do precisely that.
Last question, sir. You've obviously given us a lot of insight into who your son is and how he grew up as a Christian and as a strong conservative. Anything else you want America to know about him, either as a son or as a political leader, that they might not already know?
Well, all I would say is this. This election is the most important election of our lifetime. And I want to ask the people of South Carolina and the people of America, which will have an opportunity to vote in a primary or a caucus, we cannot get this decision wrong. With the passing of Justice Scalia, a brilliant jurist, one that upholded the Constitution firmly, one more liberal justice in the Supreme Court, it will take 30 years to correct that mistake. And a lot of our freedoms will disappear with five liberals in the Supreme Court. We need to elect someone who knows the Supreme Court inside and out. My son did not only clerk for William Rehnquist, he defended 9 different cases at the Supreme Court. He is a true constitutional scholar, a constitutional conservative. He will only appoint clear constitutional conservatives that will not legislate from the bench. This issue is so important. And there's no one that has more experience in how to deal with the Supreme Court than Senator Ted Cruz. So I encourage each and every one of your listeners to stand behind Ted Cruz and let's together make America again that shining city on a hill to the glory of God.
Pastor Cruz, we'll call time there. Thank you, sir, so much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Greg. You have a wonderful day, and I just speak God's blessings upon each and every one of your listeners.
Thank you, sir, very, very much. Rafael Cruz is the father of U.S. Senator and 2016 presidential hopeful Ted Cruz. He's an ordained minister and the author of A Time for Action, Empowering the Faithful to Reclaim America. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.